and the place where the dead are buried?
That's graveyard.
Graveyard.
Now, we do have a few mausoleums, but they are very few and far between around here because it's too easy to dig a hole in the ground.
How about flowing water smaller than a river?
Well, now, that all depends on how many times it is branched and where it comes from, its source, and where it goes to. Now, this river down here is fed by creeks. And it's spelled C-R-W-E-K, and we pronounce it creek. We don't pronounce it crick.
No one here, regardless of his educational level?
Now people from Boston call it creek. Call it crick. The farther north you get, the crickier it gets. But we just call them creeks. Now those creeks are fed by branches. And the branches come from springs or some other source of, well, they come from springs.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a flat, grassy country around the seacoast?
We call it the marshes.
Marshland, or marshes. And a pair of straps, one over the shoulders to hold up your trousers.
Suspenders.
Did you ever say galluses?
Galluses, either one.
Braces.
Well, now, a brace is different from that. A brace is more than just suspenders. Now, suspenders or galluses hold the breeches up. But a brace is something that fits and makes you stand up whether you want to or not.
Mm-hmm. I see. So you keep the two right apart.
Yeah, they have different functions.
Mm-hmm. What do you call an unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
Red eye.
Red eye. And liquid that you burn in lamps, used to burn in lamps.
Well, some people around here, most of the people call it kerosene. And occasionally it's called coal oil.
Mm-hmm. When you were younger,
it was kerosene when I was younger.
Yeah, right.
When I washed and filled the lamps, we washed the chimneys and put kerosene in the lamp bowls. I think coal oil goes up farther.
That's right.
It starts from, that's above the Mason-Dixon line.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What's a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Oh, he's a Piney Woods rooter.
Piney Woods rooter. And what do you call an itching soreness between the toes? And I'm interested really not in what they're saying on TV, but what people actually have said for a long time.
Ground itch, it was originally, and then there's athlete foot. Now, it's ground itch is the forerunner of what we call hookworms.
I see.
But now, I'm not a fair, what I say about that isn't fair because I taught school in a country area, and I was so very, very interested in the children who had ground itch, getting rid of the worms.
Mm-hmm. It's not really the same as athlete's foot.
Oh, no, no, it isn't the same at all.
Mm-hmm. And homemade whiskey, what do you
use? Well, that's called moonshine, or rock gut, or
the same for cheap whiskey, do you make a distinction between homemade whiskey and cheap whiskey?
You're sort of out of my line now.
Mm-hmm.
Most of what I know about alcoholic beverages I learned over television.
I see. And what do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
A toy. Or a plaything. We call them playthings more often than we do toys.
Yeah, right.
Of course, we read in the catalogs and things now. You read toy department and all like that.
And plaything is really...
And plaything is really what we call them.
Sure.
We vacillated from one to the other.
I see.